Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah!
Buenos dias.
Friday action. Buenos dias, Shohei.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Jorge. Roars to you, Em.
Aloha.
Aloha to you, Slee. Yeah,
aloha to you as well, my friend.
Konnichiwa.
We got them all down.
Guten Tag. Bonjour. It's about all I got.
Oui, a baguette. Yeah.
What were your two European names yesterday?
Sven and Hans. And Hans.
With yeah. A Z.
Hans and Franz.
Yeah, Hans and Franz, yeah.
Sven and Hans.
Yes. Yeah. I met a Sven when I was in Stockholm. Nice guy.
I love how that triggered, that got you the,
you know, it's,
you only get a few times you could use it.
I haven't traveled a ton, but I have been to Scandinavia, so that name stuck. What do you want from me? I
mean, we also Moscow.
No, Boris,
Well, Valerie, our guide in Moscow was named Valerie.
Damn, so I remember that from that long ago?
Yeah, I remember weird stuff.
Except
Tangled.
No, he remembers the title is Tangled.
Look,
it's not what the title is.
The movie's called Tangled for me forever. From this point moving forward, I will never challengers. That's the first time I've actually pulled it on my own.
I've never seen this like your brain.
Yes, you have.
The mechanism.
I called Justin Fields Josh Fields for 3 years.
And what I really want you to do is I really want you to go up to somebody in life. You know, you're getting a beer in Luna Niguel this weekend. And you're like, have you guys seen that movie Tangled? It's like the sexiest movie that I think I've ever seen. And they're talking about that Disney movie with Rapunzel. And they will think you're crazy.
They'd probably call the police or something if I thought that movie was you know, what it's supposed to be. How you feeling now?
Feeling good, buddy.
Good.
Getting ready to, what do we got? We got a nice NBA weekend. Got Dodgers and the Braves going on too. So actually a good matchup there. I might do a little Lake Arrowhead for a day and then come back.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, we could breathe again. There's time again.
You got a little runway.
There's time again.
Are you adapting? Are you still thinking, checking your watch? Like, what time does the pregame show start? Are you still in that mode?
Can I tell you something? I have adapted.
You're ready.
Yeah. I want to watch the NBA games anyway, so I'm watching it. Like yesterday, I'm watching Philly and New York.
It was another great game.
Another great game.
Yeah.
The NBA, I'm already entrenched in. I just don't have to technically do anything.
That series has given us like four great games. The rest of the playoffs so far, not near, maybe four total outside of that series. Like the Boston series was not good. The Lakers series was decent. It was okay.
Lakers series, probably one of the better ones because
two game winners.
Close games.
Yeah, two game winners. Games, yeah. So that was good. The Clipper Nuggets or the Clipper Mavs, not so great along the way. So I did something this morning I've literally never done in my entire life. Want to take a guess?
We're guessing.
No, you don't have to. I'll just tell you if you want.
CrossFit.
No. I mean, no, but you're roughly in the same neighborhood.
You listened to Taylor Swift of your own accord.
No, I did not do that.
You took your shirt off and went for a jog around the neighborhood.
Warmer, but the shirt stayed on.
Okay. I thought Friday you do shirts and skins.
I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to do my walk.
Did you get it done?
I did. It's done.
At 4 o'clock
it's done.
You did it?
It's the first time I've ever preemptively got my exercise in because I knew I wouldn't get it in later. Usually if I'm not getting it in later, I'm just like blanket.
It's done. Yeah, it's
done. I'm just not gonna get to it today. But I have a goal. And the only way to meet my goal, Slee, was to do it this morning. So I dragged my fat butt out of bed. And Susan's like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to go for...
Like Bobby's alarm is on again.
I'm going to go do my walk. She's like, now? Yes, now. All right. She rolls back over and goes back to sleep.
How many steps you get in?
This morning?
Yeah.
About 10,000.
So, I wonder if this does... Because sometimes when you check one of those off early in the day...
Oh, yeah, keep going.
No, you're not going where I'm going.
Okay.
Because I think what you're thinking is, like, the rest of the day, you feel like you could do whatever you want.
Oh.
But I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking that you might catch a little bit of, like, another 3,000-4,000 steps in during the day.
I'll get another, just by on accident. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I did it because My youngest son has a CIF playoff game today that obviously I'm gonna go watch.
Good luck.
What time's pregame?
3:14.
3:14's pregame.
First pitch 3:15. Yes, that's when they play.
Be live on
Freddie Freeman's alma mater. They play El Medina High School, or as us down in Orange County call it, Elmo. Play Elmo. Elmo
will
High.
Freddie be there and then figure out how to get back up for...
Will he be checking the scores?
I'm sure he will be tied to the Max Preps website seeing what's going on. So I obviously want to be there for that.
Sure.
And then it's Friday night. I want to go have some dinner. Maybe
Martini
have
on the street.
Yeah. So there was no other place to do it. So I knocked it out. And I'm feeling good. I'm a little energized today.
Okay.
I'm not
going
to lie.
There's only a few people that are going out that early to go make it happen.
Yep.
Okay. There's the people that maybe they were in the military or something, and that's it. They can't like control.
They can't break the habit.
Yeah, they can't break the habit. And then you and DeMarco.
DeMarco does do it in the morning. I now that you say that, I knew that DeMarco does it first thing in the morning, but it didn't. I saw one other pedestrian out this morning, and only maybe five or six cars.
That's honestly very shocking that you're going to do that, because you're putting yourself at risk, Travis, because you are one person that people want to get.
Well. It's why, and sometimes I walk headphone-less just because I like that. Today, I kind of want, because I was a little tired when I was starting. I wanted to turn the music up to kind of get me going, but I'm like, no, somebody could get me.
Yeah.
Somebody could be, look, it's dark.
No one wants you, Travis.
Oh, that's what you think.
They don't want to get you.
See, that's how they get you.
You're not anyone's final prize.
I could be the ultimate prize.
He's
you
the
have
target.
No idea.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Better safe than sorry.
Just adds up, if you do call DeMarco.
Yeah.
Next time you go for a morning walk, your entire conversation will be heard by the neighborhood because he has his phone on with no headphones. So the music's playing. He's got that little speaker. You're going to be through that Bluetooth going down the entire neighborhood.
Yeah, give him a call.
Your entire conversation.
We can catch
will be
up.
Heard.
I'm walking down the hill at one point. Somebody else is walking up the hill. They're on the other side of the street, though. And this is my first morning, so I don't know the etiquette of these things. Like, usually in the afternoons when I go, this is my greeting to people as we cross. With the same size, this one.
Right. At least you say something.
I don't say anything.
Well, at least you give like
I do the tight smile.
Yeah.
Wave.
What are you supposed to say?
Nothing. But yeah. I also feel like I should acknowledge the other person's presence. And 9 out of 10 times you get the same thing back. Mm-hmm. But this morning, it's 4:20 in the morning. I'm like, does this person think that I'm signaling something to them? Are they going to attack me? Is this I'm looking for walking? I didn't know what, so I just pretended I didn't see him, and he pretended he didn't see me.
Perfect. What percentage, what's going on with our society? Is it just me, or do people just, they don't say hello anymore? I feel like for the most part, do I just look,
you know which one I get
do
the
I
most?
Look mean I when I'm walking or something? I feel like, there's about 75% of
who
the people.
Who do you want to say hello to you that isn't?
I just, if I'm crossing somebody on a walk and they're taking a walk as well, it's just like what you just did about just waving like an acknowledgement. That's all. Yeah, nobody. I'm not saying we got to stop and, hey,
howdy,
what
neighbor.
Part of the neighborhood do you live in, you know? I don't know, it's just like an acknowledgement.
Hey, Alan
like,
Sliwa, good to meet you.
Like,
good
what is that? Like,
good
why?
Morning, because it's nice. That's
but
why.
It doesn't really make a difference, I feel like, to me, a high or not high.
I'm kind of in the middle of you, because you,
it's
I think,
a
would...
a nice gesture to somebody that you're walking by to say, good morning.
If somebody good mornings good me, I'm going to good morning them back 100 out of 100 times.
I will, too.
Yes. I'm going, for instance, on the walking thing, like you said you cross paths. I don't know if I have to necessarily initiate. If we can just pass each other silently, I'm okay with that. That doesn't feel, but if we're in an elevator together, even if, and I guess there's literally no difference, but it feels different to me. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good afternoon. Have a nice day. Any of those sorts of things. I need that. I don't know if it's just because I want to make sure that I'm not about to be attacked, and I want to make sure the other person knows I'm not going to attack them. But I'm harmless. Good morning. How are you?
Elevator, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The elevator's before the door closes.
Walk in.
That's when you acknowledge before
the air is fresh. The sun is out. Good morning. Good afternoon. And we just kind of keep it moving.
One of those things.
Like 80% of the people are like.
Now that I know that you went walking this morning, I feel better about what I walked in with this morning. Because you thought it was something else in that bag. You're eyes lit up.
I thought they were pastries. I thought they were desserts.
Well, you didn't see the bag clearly.
No, it's a McDonald's bag.
It's a McDonald's bag.
Oh, yeah, I definitely didn't see that.
So he went, whoa.
Man. I went, whoa. You know what? Here's the thing. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you should definitely be watching us on YouTube, by the way. So Jorge comes in with this bag that I have in my hand. Yep. It is a McDonald's bag, and if you are a McDonald's fan, as I am, you can spot it a mile away. That's for sure. The bag had heft. Whatever was in the bag was heavy. I'm like,
oh yeah,
those are sausage McMuffins.
That's exactly my thought, too. I was like, okay, Jorge.
Like, that wasn't hash browns. There was weighty enough. The only thing missing, though, and what's missing from this bag?
Grease.
Grease.
Yes.
Except the greasy spot.
I'm with you.
And there isn't the greasy spot on this bag. I'm like, it might not be. And then I open it up, and Jorge brings in fruit from his orchard.
I don't know what it's called, so if you can help me out with
Slee's this. Saying it's not a kumquat. We thought it was a kumquat, but
not
it's
was,
not.
But I don't think it is.
Take
I
one out. Take one out for YouTube.
Yeah.
See.
Put it in Google, and Google's like, that ain't
so my So my in-laws have a tree full of this stuff. And
My parents have them, too. These. They're amazing.
Yeah, so if you're on YouTube, and you are a farmer or a botanist or just somebody that knows things, tell us what this is.
Horticulturist. Because
horticulturist, yes. I don't know. They're delicious. They have four giant
seeds.
Like brown seeds, seeds in the middle.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Legit. Yeah. Juicy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
A little sticky, but very, very good.
Yeah, worth the work. It's actually another one. You said you got to peel it. You don't have to peel it.
No, yeah. I'd rather peel it. It's not like a grape, though. It's not.
It's the skin. I tried it both ways.
The skin is very, very
thin.
It
is thin.
It's not.
I tried it both ways. I'm a peeler.
Yeah. A lot of work. That's why your hands are
sticky. That's why. Well, maybe I've washed them three times. I can't get
it. The thing is, you peel it with your mouth and spit it out. Peel it and spit, and then you put it in.
That seems like even more work.
Somebody tell us what the hell they're called. I don't know what the hell they're called.
Yeah, somebody help us out with that. I'm sure there's an app where you can identify it.
Loquat?
Oh, it's a loquat? I've heard that. It's a cousin to the kumquat. I'm not.
Sure.
It's the Quat family.
And the Dave Quat is the uncle. Uncle Dave Quat. Could be any.
Loquat. That's what it is.
It's a loquat?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Everybody knew that. Thank you, whoever told us that.
What about in Espanol? Can you guys help me?
El loquat.
Yeah. Just put an
Los
L.
Loquat.
Maybe it's a la.
Sherry in the YouTube chat was the one who pointed it out.
Sherry, thank you for that. Anyway. Thank you for that. Their loquats are delicious.
Sherry knows everything.
Well, she knew that. So she's
Alex,
one for one
I gave
today.
Alex one's downstairs. I'm like, here, Alex, catch. She's like, you know what that is? He's like, yeah. Well, what are they called? I don't know, but I've seen them. I'm like, why the hell would you tell me you know what they are?
That is the fruit where I think everybody's seen them and nobody knows what they are.
Right.
They don't sell them at grocery stores. I never see them at grocery stores.
I don't think I have either. Yeah. Jorge's got a farm.
It's so crazy to me that in California, people can just have lemon trees, orange trees, pomegranate trees in their backyard. Like, it's no big deal. Like, if this was growing in Virginia, it'd be crazy.
Okay, can I play it the other way? It's crazy that there are other areas that don't just have them.
We had two huge avocado trees in my backyard as a kid. Like, not like big. It must have been 50 feet tall.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it was enormous.
And then Albertsons came around and cut everybody's avocado trees down so they could sell them.
Every summer, this thing would drop 500, 600 avocados. It was enormous. And you can't eat 500 because they all get ripe at roughly the same time within a few weeks of each other. So you can only eat so many. My dad would put a box out on the front lawn and people would just come by and take them.
Amazing.
Yeah, and had I known that they would go for $2.50 a piece, I probably still wouldn't have done anything, but it would have been nice to know.
We're retired by now.
Become an avocado baron. J.J. Redick's name has been floated as a potential... By the way, can we just start right here? Darvin hasn't even been fired, and just the open speculation on his job.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know. Well, by the way, at this point, it's almost cruel. Like, just put him out of his misery.
You and I said this, I think the day after Lakers lost to Denver, that we said by Monday we'd walk in here and the job would have been done.
I think it will be.
I still think that will happen.
I think by Monday, but it's one of those things, right?
Sometimes it does get buried on the weekends. They try to whatever.
Yeah, but it's not like they're going to sneak it in and we're not going to notice. And every article about the NBA is about the Laker coaching job and who's going to get it next, only it's not actually vacant. That's a little disrespectful.
I was going to say, at this point, it's not about sneaking it in. It's just... finishing.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Just do it. And I'm sure it's better for everybody. They can just move on and everybody go find their next job. Is J.J. Redick's next job the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers? That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Today is definitely a martini day.
You
just
earned it.
Letting y'all know.
Tough week. You already got your walk in.
Letting y'all know. What do you got planned for
Cinco
the weekend?
Cinco de Mayo weekend, baby.
That's right.
Oh, Canelo fight coming up. Oscar and Canelo are going at it.
I've got. Oh yeah. When? When's the fight?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. All right. Kentucky Derby and the fight. All right.
I didn't know about that.
No, Kentucky. I could care less. I couldn't tell you a single horse in the Kentucky Derby, but you know what you get to do at the Kentucky Derby? You get to drink mint juleps. Let's go.
What is that again?
It's bourbon and a bunch of sugar, basically, and then a mint sprig in the top. They're actually not great, but when it's Kentucky Derby Day, you have a mint julep. It's just the way you do it.
I think I had some like when I was in New Orleans,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they'll do one there. They'll do one there. So we got a little Kentucky Derby party that I'm going to on Saturday afternoon.
Are you
going to
wear preppy clothes?
I am.
Wear like bright pastels? Okay, what's the outfit?
If I'm being honest, it's the same one I wore last year to the same party.
Yeah, it's all the
same. I've got my party shirt with my martinis and shakers on it.
It's blue,
white and blue. It kind of looked from a distance, it looks baby blue almost. And I've got a baby blue bow tie. And I'm going to wear shorts with it tucked in.
You don't catch me as somebody that wears the same thing twice.
Yeah, right?
You know, women that will like buy a dress.
Chris got mad at me the other day.
Okay.
Did you hear when he attacked me for no reason? He's like, you need to get a new suit for the man. He's like, I can't do it. I don't know which one's when which. You wore the same suit twice in a row. I'm like, I bought one suit in 20 years.
Well,
you think
now,
I'm going to get a new one every year?
Now
out of your mind.
Now you can't get a new
suit. I'll
hook you
up with a jacket.
Yeah. Well, I don't like your jacket.
I'll hook you up with a jacket.
All right. Well, we'll see. I have veto power on your jacket choices.
I think you
choices.
Need to go like campy this year for the mayonnaise. I think you need to get
it's not
again,
me.
Spend very little money. Like get something kind of cheaper, but get something funny in.
But
like,
if that's
outrageous.
Not my lane,
it could be for the mayonnaise.
Eh, maybe we'll see. Almost certainly not. Where are you going to watch fight?
Oh, I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Home? You going somewhere?
Either at my dad's house or Brenda's dad's house.
Not Michael's?
No. I tried. I text MTL. I was like, yo, so what time do I show up? He texts me like an hour later, never.
Michael will always say, it's kind of funny with boxing because how much he loves boxing. Who's Canelo? Is Canelo fighting another layup?
Yeah. No. This is another. It's a Mexican this time.
But this is a good one?
It's a good one.
Because from everything Michael will tell me about Canelo is, yes,
yeah,
he's a great fighter, but he's also not fighting the best.
That's a good. It'll be a good fight.
Okay.
Canelo's fun to watch.
Canelo is fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Dave McMenamin went on with Dan Patrick, and they were speculating on who the next Laker head coach might be. And we were talking about it the other day. And not the names necessarily. We all know the names, you know, starting with Mike Brown to D'Antoni to Luke to Byron to Vogel to Darvin to wherever we're going next. Mm-hmm. Fine. Nobody's lasted more than 3 years. A handful of them have lasted two. And
yeah, three is the high.
Mike
end.
Brown lasted less than one. Mm-hmm. But the Lakers have checked every box as far as like the archetype of which coach. We've had the guy that's been around the league a long time and had success. That was D'Antoni. We had the longtime NBA coach that's kind of bounced around a little bit. That was Frank Vogel. We had the apprenticed under some big names and give him his first shot. That was Luke Walton that'd been through there. The familiar face that knows the organization that's also been a coach, that's Byron Scott. The assistant on a recent championship team who might be the next big thing, that was Darvin Ham. They've checked all these boxes. Well, there's one box they haven't checked. Here's McMenamin on with Dan Patrick.
Well, certainly LeBron's opinion is weighed by Rob Pelinka when he goes about doing his business. He calls him a stakeholder. But that said, LeBron opinion was known back a couple of years ago when LeBron wanted Ty Lue to be the head coach to replace Luke Walton. That didn't happen. So it's not just because LeBron puts the rubber stamp on a guy that the Lakers are automatically going to ink them to be the new guy running the sidelines, but certainly his influence matters. And also the Lakers are a glamour franchise. They like themselves to be considered that way. And you get a guy with some cachet in JJ Redick, if you were to pull him off the number one broadcast team at ESPN and ABC right onto the sidelines. A good looking guy, looks good in a suit. I mean, they did this with Pat Riley many, many years ago, right? And we saw how that worked out. JJ certainly is a real candidate if they do open up this coaching search. And okay. But there's I'd say a half a dozen folks out there, included possibly the guy who just lost last night against the Mavericks and Tyronn Lue. He's had 1 year remaining on his contract. What's going to happen with his deal with the Clippers? That there will be a process there, that there are several viable candidates that will get an interview.
Okay, so let's go through this kind of guy by guy. Let's start with J.J. Redick. The archetype that they have not is basically, give me the player who's on TV who's never coached before. Let's try that. I guess it's at least a different lane to try to occupy. If we're being optimistic, it's, hey, we haven't tried this type of coach yet.
So I think there's so many layers to it, right? Because if you told me, hey, how do you think J.J. Redick would be as an NBA coach? I tell you, I have no idea because he's never coached before. Okay, so I think that's kind of a fair assessment. I have no idea because he's also never sat as an assistant before. And if I try to look at former NBA players that went straight to coaching, I'll use Steve Nash as an example when he took the job in Brooklyn. Not actually too different because that team
pretty
had
similar
stars on it, and it was, no, we think he can do it.
Aging stars
on it. Or J.J. Redick could be a really, really good coach, but how am I supposed to know? I don't think there's a way of telling. I think that the fact that it's J.J. Redick's name that's being thrown out there, LeBron James has a podcast that he currently is doing with J.J. Redick. There's certainly some type of partnership there. That lets me know, and I think it's interesting, Dave said, look, it's not like they've given LeBron the stamp of approval for everything. Look, a couple years ago, he wanted Ty Lue, and it didn't happen, which makes me think even more now that they'll go out of their way to accommodate to LeBron James, as he does have that weight, that power, whatever you want to call it. But the J.J. Redick piece of it, how can I give an answer of, I get it, the way you described it, they haven't tried that yet. Maybe, what's more likely? What's more likely that next year the Lakers are out in the first or second round and we're pointing the finger at J.J. Redick as, well, why'd you hire this guy? Or that the Lakers make a true run to the NBA Finals? I know that's a little extreme there. I don't know what's going to happen in the offseason. I don't know what they're going to do with their guys. But wouldn't you lean more towards, if I said, you got to put your money on one of these two things?
What are the two options?
Your money is on the Lakers are out in the first round.
Yeah.
Or they're in the NBA Finals and
whatever,
make a deep run.
I don't need to hear the second one. I want the first one.
So in a year from now, are we saying, well, why'd you hire J.J. Redick?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what there'll be. It won't be right, but it'll be what is said, because that's what's always said. It's why we're hiring the, seventh coach in the last 12 years, because that's where it lands. That's who takes the blame, that it lands on the coach. I agree with you. Look, could J.J. Redick be a good coach? Maybe. I don't know.
How are we supposed to?
I don't think anybody knows. Does he know basketball? Sure. Does he know what life in the NBA is like? Sure. Does he know how to run a practice? I mean, he's been around a bunch of them. He's around Coach K. He's been in the league. Okay, yeah, maybe. But that's only a part of the job. The other part is being able to – could he relate to a star player? Yeah. Clearly he and LeBron have a close, positive relationship, so that's all good. Could it be a total train wreck disaster like it was with Steve Nash? Yeah. It absolutely could. I don't know. My greater concern isn't whether he'll do a good job or a bad job, because I think anything other than that, it's pure speculation. I don't know. To me, this just feels like this is the only other thing we haven't done so far. What we've done every other type of coach that there is. Like, for instance, some of the other names that you hear pop up. Mike Budenholzer, right? Oh. Like, Mike Budenholzer is just Frank Vogel. I mean, it's kind of the same guy. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to either one of them, but it's guys that have been around the leagues, guys that have been assistants, guys that have been head coaches, guys that have had success. Sure. And, mm-hmm. and I don't mean it disrespectfully, but it's not like they've tried that flavor of ice cream. They've tried the assistant. They've tried the longtime NBA vet. They've tried the familiar face. They've tried it. It's like, okay, what's the one thing? How about a guy that's literally never done it before? How about that? Okay. Like, it doesn't feel like they're doing it because they've identified that guy as the guy who has a vision and a plan and a strategy and the personality and the charisma and the intelligence. Maybe he does, but it doesn't feel like that's why he's being picked. It feels like we haven't tried that flavor of ice cream.
Can I tell you, I don't even think it's that. I think it's
LeBron said him?
Yeah.
You think it's as easy as that? LeBron said that's the flavor of ice cream you're trying?
If LeBron James, let's say J.J. Redick wasn't doing a podcast with LeBron James. Let's say, I just think that relationship is what ties that together for me, and that's it. Like, I think the way you put it too, he may very well, we might look back at this in a couple years and be like, damn, J.J. Redick.
Great hire.
Dude's a good coach.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Neither does LeBron. Neither does any of the front office. Nobody neither does J.J. Redick knowing if he can coach in the NBA on a day. Maybe he believes in all that stuff. But I don't think I think it has less to do with, let's try something we haven't tried. I think it has more to do with LeBron, J.J. Redick. That's what I think it would be. By the way, we have no idea if that's going to happen. Darvin Ham hasn't even been fired yet, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
But I think if it's Ty Lue that ends up being the coach of the Lakers.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different. And we'll talk about that coming up next. But I do think the Redick part, whether it's from LeBron or whether it's just from the, hey, we haven't shopped in that aisle of the store yet. Okay, fine. But that's not vision. That is, what else have we tried? Let's just try something different. You know, just, okay, no, as opposed to, this is what we need. Let's identify the thing that we need. We need a vet. We need a young. We need an assistant. We need experience. We need new blood. It just feels like this is just the next thing you try before you try the thing you try after that. It doesn't feel like it's been identified. Maybe it's by LeBron, which, if that's the case, okay, maybe, maybe not. Time will tell. But it doesn't feel like it was, you know what we're going to do? We're gonna move on from Darvin Ham because J.J. Redick's got the goods. Mm-hmm. Who knows if he does.
For what you think of the Celtics, but they identified coaches.
Yes.
Starting with Brad Stevens to Ime Udoka, I know didn't work out, to
But
Joe
not because
Mazzulla.
He wasn't a good coach.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. But they identified, I didn't know some of these names until, okay, maybe I had a little bit of a, and I'm just using Boston as one example, but that's saying, we found a coach, and we're going to go get that coach.
Pat Riley said Eric Spoelstra is the coach of this team. Mm-hmm. And he's like, go back to work. He's not going anywhere because I know I've put my finger on the right guy. That's vision. That's commitment to what you want to get done in an organization. That's having your guys back, even if it gets off to a rocky start. And by the way, a brand new guy who's never done it, the entire first year is the start. Lakers as the first place to do this, we just did that.
With the pressure, it's going to be churned up like always.
The clock's
and
ticking
again, listen,
so loud.
If you told me J.J. Redick just got a job, just a random example. J.J. Redick just got a job. He got a 3-year deal with the Utah Jazz. I say, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
JJ's going to have an opportunity. He's not being asked to win right away. He's going to develop this, that. That wouldn't be the case if he got the job of the Lakers.
Ty Lue's different. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't have a ton of rules for the Travis Lee show. You know, we just kind of go with the flow most days.
Loquats.
But I love a good loquat. Yep. But one of my few rules on the show is that if Primo wants to be on it, he goes right to the front. Primo, my friend, how you been?
Oh, pretty good, guys. I want to say something. We think about coaches. I think, actually, Darvin Ham is a good coach. I just think that his media-friendly qualities, his niceness, is not something that this Laker team needs. I think that when you talk about a guy who's won everywhere with the Lakers, with the WNBA, with the Europe team, with the Italian, I think, been taught by Pat Riley, I think Michael Cooper would be perfect for this. I don't think we need to. We just need to get Vando and Cam healthy to play some defense. And this team that the Lakers have right now, I swear to you, man, we are better than Denver.
No, they're
we
not.
We are better than Denver.
Sorry.
If we played the right
No,
way.
They're not. No, and no one else in the NBA is probably right now either. We'll see. Minnesota may give him a little run. The Michael Cooper thing's interesting. Michael Cooper has coached. Michael Cooper is a defensive-minded guy, but he's been on TV for a long time. I have no idea whether he'd be interested or anything.
Sure.
That feels like looking back as opposed to looking forward. And I love Michael Cooper. Michael Cooper's a nice guy. This is not get more out of Cam and Vando. It's not. This is
what if it's the secret sauce, Trav?
It's
you need players like that, but that's not.
Players like that, but. We're going to get into this later, a little bit later on. The league, guys, is getting really young and really good.
Pretty glaring.
Glaring is the exactly right word. It is, just very quickly, and then we're going to get to Ty Lue. Here's who's out of the playoffs. As we sit here, you either never got in or out in the first round. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Damian Lillard, Jimmy Butler, and very soon, as soon as tonight, probably Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden. Okay?
Damn.
All of those guys, Klay Thompson too, okay? All of those guys, with the exception of Booker, have way more in the rearview mirror than they do out the windshield. All of these guys are in the second half of their careers at best, if not in the final quarter of their careers. Here's who's still alive in the second round. Shea, Chet, Luka, Ant, Murray, Jokic, Tatum, Brown, Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson. These are all guys that are in the prime or just getting started.
Some of these guys are 22.
Just getting started. They're already further into the tournament mm-hmm. than these older guys are. So if this idea is shuffle around, and we're going to get into this in more detail in a little bit coming up, but this idea of, hey, we're good. Guys, the league is getting younger and better. The old good guys, the guys, all those guys that I did in that first life, they're all going to the Hall of Fame. They're all going to the Hall of Fame. None of them are in. All of these other guys are brand new. They're all still playing. That means something. You need to get younger. You need to get faster, more athletic, more dynamic, more versatile, more everything. Look who's in and look who's out. It's right in front of your face.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, Lakers is a perfect example. Bron is going to be in his 22nd season. Anthony Davis just played the most games that he's played, I think, in his entire career, 75-plus games. You have to supplement that with youth, period. You have to. Now listen. Now, you could say, well, D'Lo was young enough. Austin Reeves was young enough. Rui Hachimura was young enough. Vando technically was young enough. These players were young enough. Here's the problem. They weren't talented
enough.
They're
not good enough. They're not good enough.
So if you're now you're trying to look at that balance of whatever they end up doing this summer, whoever they end up going to trade the farm for, that can't be another aging player. That's got to be somebody that's also got the youth or is at a proper age to compare to some of these other guys that you mentioned.
But just putting this out there, what if this is a flash in the pan of this, of these youth teams be all making it past this? Because if you, not too far in the past, Atlanta, with Trae Young, made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Luka made it to the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors. There are times in which sometimes these young teams go too early. So are, could it
there
be
are, but it's not one team. We just lifted off like six teams. And here's who wasn't on the list. Zion Williamson, Wembanyama, Ja, Paolo. Like, Paolo is still in, but I didn't put him through to the second round here because they haven't finished it off. They may lose to Cleveland. But this isn't just, hey, the Thunder are a little early. Hey, the Hawks caught lightning in a bottle. This is the whole damn league is young.
And let's use this as an example. Phoenix got swept by Minnesota, so it's not even like that series was close. Dallas, I think if they kept playing the Clippers over and over again, they're probably going to beat them over and over again.
They're probably in that series tonight.
The Lakers one is interesting because I do think the Lakers had the worst of the matchups, but you weren't locked or guaranteed. You were going to be in a dogfight, whether it was Minnesota.
Yes.
Dallas was going to be a tough series.
And I agree with you, Al. They did get the toughest matchup because Denver's the toughest out. They also were in 7th and 8th place for the entire year.
And they've lost 8 of 9 games in the playoffs to one team.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, the Nuggets thing is bad, but had they run into the Nuggets and it had been the opposite, they've been in the 7, 8, 9 spot for a number of years in a row. That's not just bad luck that you drew the Nuggets. That's you're in that mix of teams. This isn't where they just drop down there this year and, they've kind of been living down there for the last handful of years. And that's why they're going to have a new coach. That's why all of a sudden Ty Lue's name is coming up. His is the one that I think is fascinating because there's scuttlebutt that he may not love where he is with the Clippers right now. He's got 1 year left on his deal, right? They just re-signed Kawhi Leonard to a long-term deal, who's a terrific player, but he never plays.
Yeah, like, when he's there.
And I was going to say, and this isn't it's bad. It's been 5 years where he hasn't really played. That's not that's a trend. That's going to continue to happen.
They've tried, whether it was load managing.
They've tried everything.
They've tried everything in postseason comes.
He's got a relationship with LeBron James, which obviously is an incredibly important part of this. Mm-hmm. He has experience in the NBA in a variety of different places. It's not just that, I coached LeBron in Cleveland and then he went home and sat on his couch for a bunch of years. Like, he's been around the league. He's widely thought of as a very good coach around the league.
But also, what has he won without LeBron in terms of as a head coach?
That's everybody. You know what I mean? Nobody has taken the Portland Trailblazer roster and won a championship with. Everybody's got good players that wins a title.
Ty Lue's a good coach.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. But Steve Kerr hasn't done anything without Steph Curry. You know, I get it. You need great players to be sure, but a good coach can complement great players. Ty Lue seems to check a lot of these boxes. They didn't do it the first time. You wonder, given an opportunity, if they would do it the second time.
By the way, you could look at that. The first time around, it was, no, we're going to hire your assistant coaches. Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and sign with the Clippers, where that front office is going to let me do what I need to do. And if the Clippers are out, 24 hours from today, if we're talking about the Clippers season being done, I think the question for Ty Lue, and I don't know, I'm not going to sit here and try to break down his contract. He's got another year left. I don't know what happens in regards to that. I think if you asked right now, which front office do you have more confidence in? If I'm Ty Lue and I get to pick, hypothetically, I get to pick, do I want to coach the Los Angeles Lakers or do I want to coach the Los Angeles Clippers? I think long term, where the Clippers are going to go, I would believe more in that front office.
Just the structure of it all.
Structure of it.
I'm with you.
Short term, I'm trying to win a championship right now. I'm going with LeBron James.
Of course.
I'm going with LeBron. I'm going with Anthony Davis.
And he's awesome.
Being a part of the lot. I don't think him being the coach of the Lakers would intimidate him. Any of that. I don't think he cares about any of that stuff. He was a Laker back in the day. He won an NBA championship with Shaq and Kobe back in the day. So going back to your point that you just said, the point we were talking about with J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
If I have, this is just, if the option is there on the table and I'm picking between the two, it's like there is no... Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if Ty Lue's going to just stay with the Clippers. He's going to keep
trying
to work these out.
You're talking between Redick and Lue?
But between Redick and, like, that's the concept that I'm talking about. You want a brand new coach that's never coached in the league, or you want somebody that has done it before? Give me the guy that's done it before.
It is the known commodity that at worst is pretty good. At worst is pretty good versus I have no idea. It may be great. It may be terrible. I don't know. Give me pretty good. Because if this were a brand new team with a bunch of young players and we're going to build for the next 5-6 years through the draft, through development, through all these other things, then maybe you take a shot and see if you can catch lightning in a bottle. But LeBron is your shot, and he's going into year 22. You can't take big swings at this
point. Why would Ty Lue want to be the coach of the Lakers?
LeBron James.
You got a better chance of winning a chip, period. I think this upcoming year, let's look at the Clippers' future for a quick second. Do you want James Harden next year?
Absolutely not.
Do we know what Paul George is going to do?
Probably not be on the Clippers.
And who's the guy they just extended?
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
Who can't be healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make a case that the Lakers is just green, it's beautiful.
I think the answer is who's closer is neither.
Okay, but also why not another job? Why do we think Tyler is going to take a job in L.A.?
LeBron
why doesn't
James.
He go and be in, well, we just said that the teams are all getting younger.
I get it, but it's like one more chance to do it with the greatest of all time or one of the greatest of all times. And maybe, and by the way, you win one here or you get close here and you make one last run here. It is different than being the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers.
It might be a better question of let's think of the teams that just, I'm trying to think of some of the teams that just were eliminated. If Ty Lue was looking, it's
New
not
Orleans.
The best example. It's not even the best example. Phoenix or the Laker job. Hypothetical, right? I got a younger Devin Booker. Maybe some pieces.
Yeah.
If it's Lakers versus Clippers, I think he would choose the Lakers. If it's a different coaching job that has more, if he feels like, hey, I could be here for 3-4 years, it doesn't have to be a one
Bucks.
Or 2 year thing.
Suns.
Bucks is interesting. Although they're old too.
There's going to be some interesting jobs probably available within these next month or so.
Can we simplify this a little bit? Whoever it is, whether it's Lue, whether it's Redick, or whether it's somebody we haven't even mentioned, the second they sign the paper, it's you're
on
the clock to win a championship with a 40-year-old.
Which is why the Lakers should never be anyone's quote-unquote first choice. You know, you're on the clock.
No, I'm making your point for you, I think. It's like you are – okay. Hey, I know you've never – J.J. Redick is sitting there. He's got a nice suit on. He's ready to go. He looks the part. Awesome. Okay. You know you need to win it this year, right? Yeah, I've never done this before. Hey, yeah, but LeBron James is 40. He's playing in year 22. Hey, Anthony Davis, by the way, really good, but I don't know how much you can really love the fact that he might not show up in the fourth quarter over and over and over again.
Since 2019.
That's what I mean.
Hurry up. You got to get it now.
You got to get it done right now. The runway doesn't exist. Well, I don't know what that plane's called that goes straight up in the air like a helicopter and then takes – you need one of those. You don't have time to taxi and get the whole thing done. Ask Slee is coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Dealer's choice, Al. You want Twitter or would you like the phone?
Let's get on the phone.
Let's go to your neck of the woods. Let's go to Altadena and Mike. Mike, you're on Ask Slee. What's up?
Hi, Slee. Hey, I was wondering, I'm an Aztecs alumni, as you are, and I'm a huge Laker fan, as you are. And I was just wondering, since Kawhi kind of stuck his finger in the eye of the Lakers, are you getting any pleasure in seeing him kind of fail? Because I am.
It's a good question. It's a good question.
Oh, that's right. Kawhi's an Aztec, too. Now I'm on board. Now I got it. Yeah.
I think because he ended up with the Clippers. That's it. Right? Because if Kawhi was – when he was in San Antonio, I loved Kawhi. How could I not?
Raptors?
The Toronto Raptors won a championship. How could I not? When he got to the Clippers –
but he hasn't done anything with the Clippers.
He hasn't, so it's actually been less emotional. I don't like injuries, so the fact that the man hasn't been available, but there is something there, right? Like, he represented my school, and then there was a moment we thought he's going to be a Laker and chose the Clippers over the Lakers.
But then
let's
say it was down to the Lakers and the Suns. Would you hold animosity towards the Suns?
No, I think more just because the Clippers.
Well, you try to explain it to me again. I just don't get why the Clippers have never been in the Lakers'
way.
They've never beat them. They've never mattered.
Yep.
I don't understand the animosity.
I don't even think I can give you an answer. I don't. When I'm watching the Mavs-Clippers tonight, I will be rooting for the Mavs as if the Mavs are my team.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could give you a proper explanation. Can I make it even worse for you?
Sure.
To make you even more not understand this predicament? This is a conversation that came up one time during the pregame show. And the conversation was, because there was, this was maybe a year ago, year and a half, there was a moment where it looked like the Clippers could potentially play the Boston Celtics in the finals.
Okay.
Who would you want to win that series between the Clippers and the Celtics? Well, I was like, okay, well, I'll take the Clippers then because I don't want Celtics, that history, that rivalry. Now they have 18 championships.
Okay.
Michael Thompson said he'd rather see the Celtics beat the Clippers.
I don't get it.
He said the Clippers are annoying fans.
Okay.
They're going to, you know, shove it in the Lakers' face that they got one, this and that. I don't have a proper explanation,
yeah.
But there is something there, and I can't even identify it.
It's this thing where, like, you almost, you're projecting that they bother you because you're worried about them. And, like, I don't know why somebody so insignificant that's never been in the mix. Like, the Celtics thing, I get it. They've won a million championships, too.
You're tied with them.
And they're a legacy franchise. I get it. I get it. I get why the Yankees and the Red Sox hate each other. But they're the Memphis Grizzlies.
I know.
They've
Travis,
never been involved.
Before you had your personal interactions with the Angels, did you think about the Angels?
No, they never crossed my field of vision. They were the Seattle Mariners. It's like, yeah, whatever. I didn't dislike them the way I do now.
Yeah.
But I have
both
very personal reasons why I dislike them.
Both teams have never faced each other in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. I
don't have an answer for you.
Speaking of the Angels, there's a great piece about now that Trout and Rendon are down for a while, how much worse can it get? Quite a bit. Real shame. Hate to see it. All right, on the phone, Jason Torres writes, when using the car wash at the gas station, what's your strategy when it's time to go through the dryer with the very little time they give you? Do you ever use the gas station car wash?
Yeah, but I don't think even those are on the...
There isn't a strategy, is there?
Say,
you're just kind of along for the ride.
And by the time that, even if I decided, you know, in that light at the end, it will turn green as in, let's go. Let's keep it moving here and then you get out of here. Even if I stayed there, there's no air on that I'm like getting a chance. I can't back up.
I can't. By the way, try that next time. Try to go into reverse into the car wash.
Here's my favorite of those places that say, hey, 5 minutes to clean your car, right? 5 minutes to vacuum this. We got a lot of car. I'm like, bro, people are posting. I see people bringing Armor All. I see people bringing, literally, they're spending 30 minutes cleaning their car after. Nobody's doing it in 5 minutes.
Trying to not take as much time as possible.
Also,
isn't it just how many people are waiting?
I guess.
If there's a line, I'm in and out of there in 5 minutes. If there's nobody there, I'm getting that last French fry out from under that seat.
I might go 10 minutes. I might go 10 minutes. There are certain times where, look, you could have some of these car washes. Yeah, freaking 20 cars waiting.
Yeah.
So in that situation, you should be more. But
do you think it's a scam when they say $5 for deluxe, $15 for this?
Yes. 20?
It's the same car wash.
It's the same car wash.
It's the same thing.
You're right about that.
Yeah. I always pay the lowest one.
Emily.
One from Chrissy. So she asks, #AskSlee, which one would you want to come close to and meet? Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, or the aliens in Area 51? FMK. She's kidding. That's a better question.
Yeah, well, going to need more details on the Bigfoot.
Okay,
I'll go
from
aliens.
Which letter? I'm sorry, what?
I'll go aliens.
Yes, I think that's the right answer, too.
Is Bigfoot, I don't know. Like, what are you... Hairy or big or...
No, yeah, okay, you it feels like it feels like a gorilla that got loose into the woods.
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The Area 51 and the aliens
has impact on your life.
Yeah, let's. I need some information. What's going on here? What's going on up there?
Like, that's why.
Let's talk.
Is it hidden?
Yep.
Bigfoot.
Why
and
do
the
I want the Clippers to lose? Why?
Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster are of Earth, theoretically. Right? They live here. They hide in the woods or in the lock.
They're not like killing people.
No.
They're not like doing that stuff.
Aliens came. They're out of this world, literally. What else is out there? How did you get here?
Talk
Can
to
I
me.
Go with you? There's things that
Crack
I'd want to know.
A beer.
All right, well, Travis, now you MFK.
We're going to have to start with far more details on the Squatch, but then we can go from there. Jorge.
Mike C wants to know, which one are you? One, you turn on the windshield wipers in the morning before you drive, or two, you wait till you're on the freeway, turn on your the splash, and you splash the car behind you.
Both. I turn on the windshield. Well, okay, so no, it's usually going to happen when I'm driving. So it's usually happening when I'm on the freeway. I know.
Because you got the wind factor to kind of wipe off the
rest. It's probably not the best move. We've all been behind the car that's doing it. I'm like, what the hell? I just got a wash. That always happens, but it's like, all right, well, you do it too. So it's like you just have to
I had a buddy in high school that I don't know how he did it, but you know the little jets on the like the hood of your car that spray the windshield?
Shoots them out or shoots them to the sides?
He was able to turn them so they would go to the sides.
Oh, nice. Oh yeah.
And he could, so he'd go along in the freeway and just and shoot it into open windows as we'd go by.
This is in
high
school?
And just keep driving.
This is in high school?
Yeah.
Is that not the most high school thing you could possibly think of?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Just total
nonsense.
Now,
if you said this was a month and a half ago, I'd be like,
I'd still laugh if it happened a month and a half ago, but it was much funnier when you're 17. Ivan in Monrovia.
Yvonne.
Hey, Slee. What TV show what TV show high school would you have wanted to go to, or what sports movie team would you have wanted to be in? Like fictional high school that you wanted to attend, or you get to be on a fictional sports team.
Like, for example, like Ridgemont High or the Remember the Titans team.
West Beverly High School is the correct answer.
All right, Hill Valley High School, and would like to be in Rudy.
Good, so you can beat him up, hopefully.
Exactly. I think the show, I think we all grew up on Saved by the Bell. Now, it was such like a...
Bayside?
I think Bayside High.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, such a ridiculous high school, right? Like, the whole concept of it was so ridiculous. But it was that. Okay, here's another one, actually. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I don't remember... I don't know,
Bel-Air Academy, I believe. I believe it was Bel-Air Academy.
Bel-Air Academy, maybe that was it. But that's just because I liked the show and I liked the characters much more than I did, I think, Saved by the Bell.
Ridgemont and West Beverly are the answers because there's mischievous stuff happening there. Okay. Like, Bayside's much too wholesome. Nothing ever really happened. Like the worst thing is Screech gets into another... Kelly's worried she got pregnant. Like, we're dealing with real stuff at West Beverly High School.
When I was in high school, that is... I that was all I knew. Like, I didn't know the people are getting pregnant and all this other stuff.
Dylan's got a drug problem. Yeah, like, we're doing stuff.
That
at
wasn't
this high
happening
school.
At the Sliwa household, so I couldn't connect with it.
I want to be. I want to go to Sky High, which is part of Sky High. Which would
is that the
I
superhero one?
Yeah. I'm a superhero, so I want to go to Sky High so I can learn how to be a superhero. I think Kurt Russell's in that movie as like the
he's like the dad, right?
He's the dad or like the principal, something of authority.
That's a good
and
movie.
Then I would. Yeah, it's solid. Cousin Greg's in that movie.
Is he really?
Look it up. His cousin Greg, Sky High. He's in the movie. He's actually a main person in that movie. And then for the team that I want to be a part of, I'm going to do it because of Tangled is in my mind. I want to be on the team with Patrick Zweig, who is very hot in that movie. And I just want to be around him. I just want to be around Patrick Zweig.
I just want to be in the Rudy movie so I can go to the coach's office and put my jersey.
Yeah.
If he doesn't play, here's my jersey.
Yeah.
Never happened.
I like that.
Like Joe Montana told me one time, he goes, I didn't even know the guy was on my team.
I want to be in White Man Can't Jump. I'll just be in the background, just shooting around at one of the other hoops.
The Dodgers.
That guy misses every shot.
The Dodgers and the Braves at Dodger Stadium this weekend. Actual regular season baseball to get excited about. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.